What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Happy Wednesday and happy bombing with Eric Andre. Me, I talk in the third person because my ego's out of control. My podcast is called Bombing. It's where I talk to friends, comedians, musicians, and more creative types about being humiliated on stage or at life, which is a very sad thing for everyone involved. I got to talk to talented record producer and songwriter Benny Blanco. He gives us a glimpse of bombing in the music industry and his personal tales of eating shit in front of an audience and his fellow peers. As always, please subscribe to the podcast to get new episodes every week, rated 5 stars, and on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive clips plus ad-free episodes weekly. Let's get into it.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
So tell us your biggest bomb or some bombing stories.
Oh my God, I have so many.
Yeah, I know. You're like autopilot.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Okay. A few. One of them, it's like, I'm like 18 years old. We're performing for the first time. I'm like getting like free drink. I'm getting blacked out every time because I never had, like, I've only had like you drink like out of someone's, like, your parents' like liquor cabinet. It has like a quarter of a bottle of triple sec from like 6 years ago. Yeah, it's like disgusting. You have like, you guys
Bailey's.
Like split one Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Like so, with like eight people.
Sanide special brew.
It's fucking disgusting.
Like blue wine coolers.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So like finally I'm like getting alcohol. I'm playing with Spank Rock.
Yep.
Amanda Blank. I'm at this like fader thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is so cool.
You're the king of the world.
Yeah, we're like the king.
Did you ever go to college?
No.
Not a day. You didn't step foot
in college. I went to an audio engineering school for like 4 months but dropped out.
And you've regretted it ever since, brother.
I'm the only one in my family. Everyone went to college except me and my family. Yeah. So I'm like, so I remember I'm at the show and I'm getting like fully blacked out, like so drunk. Mm-hmm. And I remember I started DJing and I was like, I didn't have money like that. So I literally would bring, I didn't have a laptop, so I'd bring an iMac to the club.
A big purple plastic.
Like a huge iMac to the club. And I would like, and I was so bad.
Yeah,
it was crazy. And I was so bad at DJing. And basically I'm with one of my friends and we're like so hyped and we're like dancing and stuff. And basically like I accidentally turned the BPM. So like for people who don't know what that is, like I made the song incredibly fast. Like 100 BPMs too fast. So it's like, so before it was like, and then it was like, and I was like, and I couldn't stop it because my friend spilled a drink all over the keyboard, the laptop, or the fucking computer, whatever the fuck it is. So I'm sitting there, and it's so fast, and like, Naeem Spankrock hears like things, and they all just went along with it. So like, And they like did it and nobody even noticed. And they were so mad at me.
Spankrock was rapping?
Yes.
You were rapping
yes.
over?
And
oh, I thought this was a DJ
no.
gig.
And they were and they were rapping and it was like, it was during my DJ set. They like came out and like did a special thing. Basically, that night, I get so wasted. I get so unbelievably wasted that they kick me out, okay?
What was the venue?
Home Sweet Home, it's called. In New York. You know, the place like near Christie Street?
Yeah.
The one where you have to like go down.
Yeah. I remember that spot.
Yeah. So I'm actually confusing two nights. This is one,
that's all
right. Whatever. Who gives
nobody,
a shit?
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. It's the same night.
So, somebody's fact checking like deep New York shows from 20 years ago.
It also could be the same night. For this story, it'll be the same night. And I remember they actually, you know when someone's like, oh, they threw me out of the bar, they actually picked me up. That I was so belligerent while I was DJing that two men picked me up and they threw me into garbage. And I remember at the time I was getting paid $300, okay? And it's like the most embarrassing thing. They throw me into garbage and then the guy takes out not even like three like knife. He crumpled $300 bills and throws them at me.
Oh my
so they
Lord.
Throw them at me on the ground. I'm blacked out.
What did
out.
You do to deserve that?
I was probably being an idiot.
What in what sense?
What do you mean
were you grabbing dicks or
no,
something?
I was probably just so drunk, like spilling stuff, like being an idiot. So I'm out there and I remember like standing up and like looking at my friends and they were out there and I was like, I hate you. I was like, fuck you. And I like looked at my girlfriend and I was like, I hate you. Like,
shit.
And I was just like, I'd gone off the rails. I went fully off the rails.
I wish I could see 18-year-old Penny.
That was like that
thrown in trash.
Yeah, just
getting up, like, cursing out your friend, your only ally.
Yeah. But that's what you do when you're 18.
Yeah,
you're
shit, out. Fucking A.
Oh my God, I have so many.
Okay, tell me some more bombing stories.
So first, this is like the opposite of a bomb. Okay, I'm playing poker one night, and like my friend's mom puts me on her Instagram. Okay, then she calls me the next day, and she's like,
"Yo. My son's best friend. You're his biggest influence in the world. Mm-hmm. You have to let him come, like, intern for you."
I was like, I don't need another intern. And they were like,
"Please."
And I was like, all right, fine. So, like, I meet this kid. This kid's 15 years old. And he's like, "I got an intern for you." And I'm like, all right. Like, he was just, like, a sweet kid. I was like, "Intern for me." And I was like, all right. I'm in New York, and I was like, but I'm building a studio in LA. You got to just build the studio, and I'll be out in like a few months. And then he was like, all right. So
did you give him a budget?
Yeah, we did the whole thing.
Oh, okay. No, so you're like, build it with your bare hands.
And your own money.
Go into the woods and chop down trees.
So basically, this kid starts working for me, and then like, he eventually like is about to graduate high school and like he's in like his last semester and I'm like, "Yo, I'm going on the road with Ed Sheeran. Do you want to come and like learn?" And he's like, "Yes." And then like eventually I'm like, he's in college and I'm like, "Yo, we're going on tour with this person. Do you want to come like see how it's all done?" Blah, blah, blah. And he's like working his way up, never even tells me he makes music. And then one day he like sits me down and he's just like, "Dude," when he's like 19, he's like, "Dude, my therapist said if I don't play you my music, then he won't work with me anymore." And I was like, "Yeah, of course, man. Play me his music."
In the back of your mind, like, you're like, here we go.
No, he played me his music.
Yeah, you put your earplugs
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No, he plays me his music, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay? But, like, I see something in the kid. Somehow, fast forward, like, a year or two, I sign him, and then he's the actual biggest producer in the world right now. He literally just won Song of the Year at the Grammys. He's like the biggest producer in the
world.
And he's been working with me since.
Talking about Blake.
Yeah, Blake. Now, okay, you want to hear a funny Blake story that's a bomb.
Okay, great.
This is a bomb of a story.
Wait, so you met Blake because your friend's mom was just like, "Hey, I got to put you on my Instagram." And
she just put me on Instagram at a poker game. And he was like, "Who the fuck is this? How do you know Benny?" Like, he had no idea. And it was just like a random thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so random. So, Blake, it's his first day. I'm like, finally in LA. He's been working for me for like 8 months. Hasn't done anything. He's like cleaning toilets, everything. His life sucks. Mm-hmm. Okay. He finally walks in. I'm in LA. And I'm like, "Yo, we're going to a studio, okay? We're going to work with The Weeknd." And he was just like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, this is what I've been waiting for. He's losing his mind. So the weekend comes in and I'm like, Blake, like, just be cool. And he's like, okay, cool. We're in the session. Literally 15 minutes into the session, we're in a room like this small. Mm-hmm. And we're like, me and the weekend are like going back and forth. And we're like singing stuff. We're playing beats. And all of a sudden, he takes his phone out to try to take like a sneaky picture. And it goes like, it goes, and it flashes. And he literally, Blake doesn't know what to do. So he goes like this. He goes, ah! And he throws his phone and just like leaves the room and just like doesn't know what to do. Not like the weekend doesn't notice. And it's like all good. But he was so embarrassed. He left the room and did not come back for the rest of the session. But Blake bombed.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With Eric Andre.
Who's the worst? Who's the one?
Basically, it's like the first time I work with Diddy, and I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, this guy's like my hero.
Legend.
Like, it's like he's a full legend.
Full legend.
And I get there, he lives up to everything. He's like in the thing, he's getting like his hair cut, he's directing a music video. He's someone's like doing stuff with his toes. Like, it's like all that stuff for Instagram and stuff is so real. He's like, he was like, it was crazy. There was like so many, he had like a bottle of champagne that he was like deciding whether it was going to be like the new logo. Like, so many things are happening at once. And then he's like, I get in there and he's like, yo, he's like, you know, I just got back from fucking Paris. Like, I'm in France. I'm in all these different places. Like, I want to make that, like, fucking, like, disco shit. Like, the record's spinning and there's fucking cocaine. And when it comes to your turn, you just got to snort it right up. He's like, I want to make that good shit. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, what do you think? Like, something, like, more like Daft Punk or, like, Kraftwerk? And he just, like, looked at me. He was like, man, shut the fuck up. And I was like, and he was like, stop trying to confuse me. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay. I was like, I'm sorry. And then like, and then there was like two people. I remember there was these people, there was like his assistant and then someone else's assistant. And they were like, and he was like, I bet you my assistant's faster than yours, oh, to like the other person. And then they were like, there was like, Janine. And you like, yeah. And they were like both yelling for their assistant. And like Diddy's assistant actually came like later. And he was like, you're fired. Just fired her on the spot.
Because you lost the raise?
Yeah. One time, I was like, Kanye used to have this like warehouse, okay? This like insane warehouse. And we like, after church, his like Sunday services, which actually were like incredible. They were so sick. Mm. Like, did you ever go to one?
No.
They were amazing. They were like, yeah.
I'm allergic to religion. And
no, it wasn't religion. It was just like sick. You were watching like a Kanye show. Yeah. And it's like, and everything he did was like so amazing. Like, he was my hero growing up. So like, we're like at one of his things. I hope we don't lift this. This one's so good. We went back to like his like facility. He had like a factory, and like you walked in, and like we were like with one of my friends, and we were like, this story's crazy. We're like, okay, so we walk into Kanye's factory, and we're like walking around, and we walk into my friend's like little studio, and we're just like waiting for Kanye to show up. And I walk into one room, and there's like all of his like Yeezy stuff and all the samples, and it all like looks so cool. It's all like set up in the coolest way. There's like mood boards everywhere, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm like touching all the fabrics, and then like I walk into another room, and it's like the coolest room you've ever seen, with just like shoes and like men in like lab coats, like making shoes and that are like 70. And I'm like,
Nino Brown's factory.
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit. And then I go into another room, and there's like one of those like big dry erase boards. And this was a while ago, and it says like how to make Kanye West a billionaire, and it was like had like all his like account information, like just everything on a thing. And I was like, we're definitely not supposed to be in here. And it had like all these different ways to make him like a billionaire. And I was like, oh shit. So then we like walk out, and we walk into this other room, and it's him, and he's having like a full meeting with like people, and he has a screen that's bigger than this room. It's like this wraparound screen that's like 20 feet tall with like, and it has like a computer on it, and they're like looking at it like a website, and it has this thing where you like press the clothes and like drag them, and then it's like a woman like in the clothes, and she's moving around, and then like a man. And I'm there with my girlfriend at the time. And I remember like Ye's in there, and we're like, it's like a few of us, and we're like, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to come in here. And he's like, no, come in. And we're like, okay. He's like, my girl at the time, he's like, what do you think about these clothes? And she's like, they're amazing. They're so cool. And he's like, go press the button. Go like try it on. Like you can press a button and it'll make it all try on. And she was like, okay, oh, sick. So she like goes up. It's the screen is like, yeah, 3 30-foot screens.
Yeah,
like
you're
the biggest
on like
thing.
The Mir space station.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. And she like goes to like click one. And you know how like if you like swipe a mouse like down to the bottom of the screen, like it like puts the computer in sleep mode? It literally just goes like this. It goes and like then we're in a room full of darkness with these people, and we're like, and she's like losing her mind. And then like someone's like, hey, do you know the password? And like Kanye's like, oh, let me try. And he like types in. It's like, and it's like, doesn't work. And then like some, and then he like tries another one. It's like, and it just like doesn't work. And then like finally, like one of my friends just writes like password in it. It's like,
no way.
And then like everything shines back up. And
how
then,
is he not hacked all the fucking
I don't know.
Time?
And it was like, and then he goes like this. She is still standing by the thing, and he's like, Maybe I'll do the next one. And then it was just like, she just had like a full like walk of shame. That's like a...
That was her moment to
like... That's like
a
bomb. That's a bomb. You know what my favorite is? Whenever like you're with someone and like... Like one time I was with my friend, and we were like outside of a party, and we couldn't get into this party. And like, do you know how you have some of those friends that are just like... They're shameless. They'll do anything. Mm. Like, and we were like outside of this party. We weren't getting in. This was like 10 years ago. We're probably not going to be able to use his name, but we can use his story. Yeah. So he's like, we're like outside of this like New Year's party, and we're like, there's no way we're getting in. It's like we're watching like Brad Pitt walk in. Like everyone's walking in. And then, I have another good story after a bomb. So we're watching like Brad Pitt walk in. And then he literally sees Andy Garcia walking by. that the actor, the big actor.
Yeah.
You know who he is. So we see like Andy Garcia. Like, oh, he's like, I'm good friends. He goes, I'm friends with him. And I go, you're friends with Andy Garcia? And he goes, yeah. And he goes up to him and he goes, hey, Andy. And Andy goes like this. He's like, remember me? And then he's like, I said, first of all, if you have to start a sentence by remember me, you're not friends with that person.
And then
he literally goes like, it's like right in front of the bouncer. And he's like, remember we had like dinner like 2 weeks ago. And then he's like, you remember I was with Noah and Gary. And then he was like, yeah. And then he was like, could you help us get in? And he's like, I'm Andy Garcia. What am I going to do? You think I'm going to get you in? I'll be able to get you in? And then he's like, come on, just try. And then, like, he just goes to the bouncer. He's like, you let these guys in? And the guy's like, yeah. Just let us in. But so it wasn't a bomb, but it was such a bomb of a thing.
Oh, I
wanted for
him. To not get let in.
Yeah, it was
it
such
would have
a
been
bomb.
A better, satisfying story.
Yeah, just much more satisfying.
Bombing with Eric Andre.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
With Eric Andre.
Have you ever been beat up before? You ever been in a fight? Or
yeah, I've been in so many fights.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
That's not a bomb.
Yeah, it's like about failure. It's not about bombing. It's just about fucking the trials and tribulation of life.
Trying to think of like the biggest failure. You try to black those out.
Yeah, but it makes you likable. It makes you endearing.
I'm trying.
It makes you relatable.
I'm trying to think about like.
When did you get beat up?
Oh my God, so many.
Why?
Times. What? What are you talking about?
When? Where?
I used to go to freestyle battles. I would just like win and then they just beat me up. like I
really? Like yeah. A guy, like name one. Like a guy punched you in the face?
Yeah, I used to get beat up all the time. That's not even a good bomb. Let me think of something good.
That's great. What are you talking about? You're sitting on gold. You would go to freestyle rap battles and win? You're great at freestyle rapping?
I mean, I was. I don't think I'm great anymore.
Really? What would you rap about?
I don't. I don't know. That was like 13. It was 30. It was 20 something years ago.
And then guys would beat you up when you won. So you would go to a rap competition and be like, rappity, rap, rap, rap. And then some guy would be like,
yeah,
like just pledging you.
He just jumped me when I left.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know the guy's name.
Why is this like you're like you couldn't care less? Like it's like
this is like not,
grocery food shopping.
This isn't good. This isn't good. This is a bad bomb.
This is what bomb is. You got to talk about failures.
No, no, I want like a good failure. Let me think of like
there's no such thing.
No, no, no. Like a big one.
Oh, like a better story.
Yeah. Let me think of a big one. Okay. This is how I got into the. This is like my first thing to get really into the music business, and it's like a bomb for like 6 months. Okay. I used to do this thing where I would go on MySpace and I would direct message every single person in the world that like I could know and like just like be relentless.
Yeah.
And there was this guy, he was one of my favorite producers. His name was Disco D. Okay. And I messaged him.
What is he famous for?
He did like, he created a type of music called Ghetto Tech. It's like
Ghetto Tech.
Detroit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So he's one of the
like ass and titties.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that,
big
that's
booty
him.
Bitches.
That's him. Yeah, yeah. Those are all him. So basically
that's
like.
That's so crazy.
So like he
I just had like a whole Ghetto Tech.
Together. So he was like one of the creators of Ghetto Tech. And then he also produced like amazing, like some of my favorite like 50 Cent songs. Like he was the first person I ever met. He was the first person. He introduced me to Spank Rock. He was working with Spank Rock. He was working with Most Def.
Yeah.
He was working with Santi. He was working with like.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know he invented Ghetto.
He was one of the guys.
One of the forefathers of it.
Yeah. Wow. So basically, I used to DM him every day, and he would never answer. And then I saw that he had a studio time available, and I said,
"How did you figure that out?"
I just saw he like had an ad on his MySpace for studio time, and I was like, "Hey, I want to book out the studio for a day," and he was like, "For sure, come up here." So I came up, and when I got to New York, I was living in Virginia at the time. I drove up. When I got to New York.
You drove?
I didn't drive. Me and my friends would drive. Dude, we would do the craziest things. I didn't have anywhere to stay, so we would go. I would go up for meetings. This is the bomb shit. I would go up for meetings every single weekend, and I would go on a Friday, and I would skip some of school so I could get there in time for like the last meeting. And after that, we didn't have anywhere to stay. We didn't have any money. So me and all my friends, we would sleep in the McDonald's in Times Square, and we would take turns sleeping, and like one person would stay awake and then
no
one person would sleep.
Way.
Yeah, and we used to do.
See, this is why you think you're brilliant.
It's dude, like, we used to sleep in Hoboken Station because like the cops wouldn't come
so
there.
So driven.
And like we
at
would
that
all
age,
yeah,
it's
we'd
crazy.
Sleep in a car and like one person would stay awake and we would do all this shit. And it was me and like a few of my friends. And sometimes, like, I'd go, like, all the way there, and, like, the meeting, they'd be like, sorry, can't make it. Like, and I'd be like, fuck, I drove all the way here. So we'd have to, like, try to figure out something we could do. But basically, one of the times, I, like, go in with Disco D, and I get there, and I'm like, dude, I don't want studio time. I had to get through to you. I really think I could be, like, the best producer in the world. I think, like, you could help me. I think, and he was so angry. He was like, you're wasting my fucking time. And I was like, dude, please, I'll do anything. And he said, okay. He said, I literally am leaving tomorrow. I'm gone for 2 days. If you can book my studio for the 2 days, you have a job. You can be my intern. And I said, yeah, of course I can book the studio. It was
you had
like,
no idea how to do that.
No, dude, it was like $600 a day. So and we didn't have money. I called every person I know. And I was like, please, I'll pay you back. I'll do anything. Yeah. Like, and I got it booked. Somehow I booked the studio the whole time.
Yeah.
And I put in, there was like a few extra hours and I put in $200 of my own and I had no money.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, all right, you did it. He was like, I'll see you next weekend.
Who did you book? How did you get
just
how,
any person I knew
who,
some
who? Who? Who
I people? Knew a few people in New York. I knew like these like bad local rappers, and I would be like, okay, you come for 2 hours. And then like I'd be like, dude, I'll give you a deal. And I'd like and I just was like I finagled like
yeah,
I it was
hustler.
Like I made like I got like $1,100 or something in 2 days. And right. I did it by like everyone I knew and like a few of my friends from Virginia. I was like, dude, please just like I'll find a way to get you back like and I just made it happen.
Was he like renting? I don't really understand.
He was just
the,
like
the,
it was just like
he
a,
rents studio time like you can rent,
out of his studio like it's
like a, you can rent
yeah,
an
ever,
hourly
yeah have you ever been to a studio
no
Oh, you've never been to a recording studio?
I don't. I'm not in music.
Oh, okay. So
I quit when I graduated, when I was 20.
So basically,
playing classical music.
So recording studios are rented hourly or by the day. And it's just like a rate. It's like a fixed rate. And he had a studio, and when he wasn't using it, he would rent it out.
Oh, okay.
And I rented it the whole time, and he was like, great, come back next weekend. And I was like, I have no money. How am I going to get back? And then he was like, you can stay. He was like, every time you're in New York, you can stay at my place. And I was like, okay, so at least I have a place to stay now.
How old were you at this time?
The time I started doing that, 16, I started doing it. I would travel back and forth every weekend, 16.
That's insane. How long of a drive was that?
4.5 hours each way.
Oh, it's not bad.
I used to take the Feng Hua bus.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, dude, it used to be $20 round trip.
Dude, it was like, I would take it at 3:30 a.m. and it was
too.
it was like $4.
Dude, it was,
and they had like shrimp on the bottom of an engine.
It
broke
insane.
Down one time.
Oh my god,
caught on fire one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was on one. Dude, it was insane. Sometimes it would just smell like trash the whole time. But it was like heaven to me. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I would get back like just in time for
school.
So
you were just close enough to New York City to like really start.
Yeah, to see it.
Start
see
your entertainment career.
I was going to Philly and Jersey and New York City.
That's smart that you were like in proximity.
Yeah, I was
just,
like,
it was
just close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, so then when I would go.
I think that's half the battle, just being in the place where it's happening.
Dude, so I remember one time I'm there, okay? I'm 18 now, and he's like, yo, I got some important sessions coming through. It was like T.I. was there first, and then afterwards it was Spank Rock. And he was like, I got this guy coming in. He was like, whatever he wants, you're his studio assistant. You're his bitch. You do whatever he wants. I was like, okay. So like it's in Williamsburg, the studio, and it's like 2006. Hmm. And he walks in, and he's like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. And he was like, can you order me this thing? So I order him this thing from this place called Anytime. It's not even there anymore. Mm. So like I'm in the session, and I like bring him his food. And he's like, hey, what do you think about this? And he like raps a thing to me, Spank Rock. And I'm like, oh, man, that's so good. And then like I'm working with him the next day. Next day, same thing, bring him in his food. And he's like, hey, what rhymes with like telephone or something? And I was like, oh, maybe. Well, maybe.
Bellophone.
I was like, Bellophone. I was like,
Delaphone. Telephone.
Like, telephone's such a hard one. So I like, he like takes the line, and then we start like talking and like developing this like rapport.
But he was new too.
He was selling out Madison Square Garden.
But
he was cool. He was like very cool.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I didn't care. I only cared about cool shit because I was like living in Williamsburg at the time. And like, it's like, you know, this was like before Santi was even a thing. Mm-hmm. Like we put her on her first, like her first collaboration was with us. Mm-hmm. And I remember like one night they were like, yo, we're going to go back to the studio. I need you to prepare the studio. So I took the train. And the way that it worked back then is like from where I lived, I had to go all the way in the city, then all the way back to Brooklyn, because I lived in Brooklyn too. But mm-hmm. there was no like connector because mm-hmm. the L train used to like not connect to anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I like went all the way in the city, all the way to his thing. And then he was like, actually, I need you to bring this demo CD to me. He's like, I'm actually going to be with Diddy. And I was like, fuck. So I had to go all the way back, then all the way there. And he's like, and then he was like, we left. We're at the next place. You got to meet us at the next place. So I'm like, fuck.
This is Naeem doing
this? No, this is Disco D. And he's like, and I'm like, fuck. So I like go to the next place. And then he's like gone from the next place. And he's like, dude, he's like, meet us at the next place. And I'm running in the rain with the CD. And I'm like, and I like finally get there. And I'm like, and he's like, dude, we went to another place. Just meet us back at the studio. And I'm like, I'm crushed.
Why is he fucking with you? Or
no,
he
it's just like I'm
just
too
he's just
slow.
Just doing a million things.
And I'm like too slow because I didn't have any money. So I was like, fuck it.
You can't take a taxi.
I was like, I got it. I'm just going to take a taxi for this last thing and I'll just like eat less the next day. So I like take the taxi. I get back. I'm like covered in rain and it's like everyone's there. It's like Mos Def is there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, fucking, and you're like
every single person there. Everything is a
you're
race.
Like,
yeah, everything is a race. I'm sitting there. And there's like models and artists and it's like it's crazy.
No,
it's like this was like the first time where I like saw like I'm like, whoa.
You saw fame.
And I'm sitting there and I remember all the girls and everyone were just like, oh my God, you're so wet, like dry off. And Spank Rock was like, oh man, it's good to see you, like blah blah. And I'm like in heaven. And then like the guy just humiliates me. That Disco D.
Disco D.
Just like full humiliation. First he was like, go get us snacks, okay? So I go downstairs, I bring him back, and it was like, he was like, that's the wrong one. And he opens up a bottle of a bag of potato chips and pours them on my head.
In front of everyone. That's
and then like, and then I'm like,
fuck that.
And he was like, I like finally like walk into the room and stuff, and he's like, nah, you're not allowed in right now. He's like, you can't come in the room. And I'm like, there's this little...
God, it's like a Kill Bill montage, this, like training this, to be a samurai.
Dude, there's this little window, and I just can look in the studio, and I see everyone, and they're like having the best time, and I'm like,
God.
And I'm like sitting outside, and then I remember the next day...
He sucked.
He was the best, but he was troubled. And the next day, I came in, and I remember, he was like, all right, play me your beats. Because I think he felt bad. He was like, play me your beats. And I like play him my beats, and he literally... takes all the files and deletes them. He deletes my whole hard drive. And he's like, these suck. And he was like, start again.
This guy's a monster.
And he goes, start again.
Oh my God.
And then another time he took my hard drive and he threw it out the window.
This is a great story.
And I was like crushed all these times.
This guy's psycho.
I was crushed. And he would be like, but he would always tell me something. He'd be like, okay, this is why I deleted all of them. He was like, I want you to watch me make a beat. And I was like studying him because I was obsessed with him. And this guy was so far ahead of his time. And he was so good at dealing with artists and so good at...
He actually had talent. Like he.
I learned everything.
It wasn't just like luck and being a psychopath.
I would never be who I am without knowing what he did. Like really, if he was around for like a little bit longer, he would have been like one of the biggest producers.
How did he die? Suicide.
Ugh. He was like too far ahead of his time. But like, and it was really like Karate Kid shit. But he would like torture me. Like it was, dude. One time,
was he getting off on it, or was he?
I think he was just crazy. One time, I was literally they had like a session coming, and he wanted to have like a really big screen TV for the session, like as the computer. And I remember I was setting it up, and he was like, "Faster!" And he had a bamboo stick, and he was hitting me with it.
God,
and
Benny, I was like, "Fucking traumatic!"
Putting it up, I was like,
"It's traumatic."
I was like, "Yeah,
it's
yeah." Traumatic. He's like, "You wanted bombs? Here's my bombs." And I was like, I was just like crushed, but like he would just give me these like nuggets of gold, like at all times. And like honestly, like a lot of the people that I work with today are people that I met through those times. So it's like, I don't know if this is supposed to be one of those things, but it's like all the shit you're taking and all the stuff you're doing to build up your career and you think it's not worth it, like that stuff comes back. Like I'm working with people I literally met 17 years ago.
Right.
17, 18 years ago.
Right.
And I went through some shit. And it's like, dude, I went through so much shit. You know how many times like I didn't get credit? Like I like made a whole song and got no credit.
I was gonna say, have you had shit stolen from you?
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Dude, one time
it's gotta be fucking horrendously
painful. One time I had a number one song stolen from
me. No, no credit, no money.
Number one song, no credit. And I remember I went into the manager of that person's thing office, and I was like, they stole my song. And he was like, no, they didn't. And then I opened up a laptop and I played my version with a date stamp that was like before the one they created. And then I remember like the manager was like, hold on. He like closed the door and he was like, well, let's just talk about this.
And then
I remember I called the person who stole it from me and I was like, hey man, you stole that thing. Like that was mine. I did that. Mm-hmm. Like I did that. And he said, what are you gonna do about it?
He was like,
he goes, I'll bury you in legal fees. He goes, you don't have any money to fight this. He goes, just take this one. Just like gave me like a virtual pat on the back. He was like, you just take this one. You'll get the next one. Like oh my God.
Fuck,
do you know how many
that sucks.
Do you know how many times
it's gotta be soul crushing.
Yeah, but all of those moments, like that's why like when I sign kids, like it gives me like so much pleasure to like give these guys like fair deals and like
oh, be able to, so much pleasure to put potato chips in their hair and be like, fuck
no,
you.
No, but to like watch these dudes like play. I have so many people that I signed that I watch them like, dude, I have like a.
Well, you're like an abused child that gets to like raise your
and
kids
I didn't,
without
and I
abuse.
Didn't, yeah, and I didn't like, I didn't do that. I like paid it forward and it's like, it's so cool to like see that. So it's like all these things that you have like when you're growing up, they make you who you are.
Right.
Okay, I have
but it is traumatic.
Oh my God! Of
and
course.
You have to process that trauma.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I have so much trauma. Like we, this thing could
you
be
go to therapy.
Yeah, yeah. How of often? Course. When I was honestly, when I was like 20 something, and I like start like 21, mm-hmm. and I started getting like so much success, I started making money for the first time. Mm-hmm, I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I lost my mind. I lost my mind.
Yeah, you're being crazy.
I lost my mind. I like didn't leave the house for like 6 months. I was like agoraphobic. Like I like I,
nails are growing out and shit.
Dude, I literally lost my mind.
Smell like eggs.
And I had to see. I had to see. Like I saw a therapist like 3 times a week, and he like built me back. And then I came back like better than ever.
Lost your mind doing drugs or lost your mind?
No, just like it was all too much. Yeah. It was too much pressure. Too much
survivor's
stress. Too
guilt.
Much money. Too much. Like I just like didn't. I didn't understand. Like I wasn't built like that.
Yeah.
Never seen any of this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know song stealing was so.
Yeah, ghost right, all that shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and like.
Because like joke thievery in comedy is so taboo, and all comics will snitch on you if you steal a joke. Like comics are looking out for each other with joke thievery. Comics are looking out for each other with that shit.
You ever steal a joke?
Never.
No.
Never. No. I have like one type of comedy. My comedic. Creative choices are so idiosyncratic and specific. If I stole a joke, it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
I have like one.
Yeah,
I sing one song and I sing it well.
Yeah,
like there's only one tempo, one speed,
one
volume. Yeah. You know, I only can do one thing. So
yeah, but
and even if like I had a joke that was like similar to somebody else's joke and like it was written from my, it was purely written from, it never went on TV or anything.
Yeah.
But just somebody like suggested like, oh no, Louis C.K. has a joke like that. I never did it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never put it on Netflix. I never went on TV. Just I did it at the Laugh Factory and like they would put comics on their website sometimes. Somebody was like, in the comments, was like, that reminds me of this joke. And I was like, just the fact that it reminds you of that joke, whew, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's out of the repertoire.
Yeah, no, it's just like, it's like, but getting crushed is like part of it.
Totally.
It's like, it's all like, I don't know.
I've known you for a while. I didn't know any of that shit happened to you. That's crazy.
Oh my God. I have so many where I'm just like, crushed.
The chips on the head is shitty.
Oh my God. I got, when you're coming up, you really get crushed. Like,
the people that are successful are the people that are just willing to put up with all that crushing.
Oh.
And they don't get discouraged enough to quit.
Dude,
it's like you just can't give up.
Dude,
you gotta keep going.
We would stay in the studio for like a week at a time. I would fall asleep. I remember I was falling asleep at the computer and they were throwing shit at me and they were like, dude, wake up. They were like, we got to keep going.
Crazy.
And I was like, ugh. Like, dude, one time I had to go to the hospital. I was so sick and exhausted.
Oh, my God. And, exhaustion. Like the medical term, exhaustion.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had actual fatigue. And they had
sleep deprivation.
Dude, and they had to, like, the people I was working with, they had me on a schedule and, like, a thing that would ring and it would be like, you got to go to bed now, Benny. Like, to get me, like, back to, like, life. Like, dude, we were working like, I was working like 60 hours straight. But like, that shit like makes you. That shit makes
totally,
you.
Totally, totally. Yeah, absolutely. I was so broke when I started doing comedy. I was homeless. I would sleep in the park. There's this little park called St. Barton's Park. I would go on stage at open mics, do my set, try to make everybody laugh, and then ask audience members if I could sleep over their house.
Did they say yeah?
Yeah, sometimes I would add like toothbrushes all over the city. I would like crash at different people's houses. I would sleep outside.
It's crazy.
I would eat like $1 microwave Indian food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because it was the cheapest thing in
was
New York.
Was this when you had the
Erykah Badu head wrap? Yeah. No, this is like post? This is like just after.
Just as you're just like taking it off.
I had like patchwork pants.
Yeah. No, dude, it's like, dude, we're bombing, like everyone's bombing. First of all,
it doesn't end. Bombing doesn't really end.
I bomb constantly.
It doesn't end, yeah. Your failures will never end.
You know how often, like, I feel like, but nobody knows. Like, everyone's just like, dude, you make like every big song in the world. You know how many songs I have that just like complete? And I, the crazy thing is, I'll be like, this shit's gonna be the fucking best ever. And yeah, then just like fails. And I'm like, oh, well. Yeah. And I'm like, start again. This one's gonna be the best ever. Like, and I just I refuse to quit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll fail every day. I don't give two shits.
Yeah, that's why you're successful.
I'm shameless in that. Like, I don't care about failure at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do you care about failure? Does it crush you?
I've had it crush me before.
Does it now?
When I go up, I bombed on stage the other night doing stand-up. Not last night, but last week. And it used to crush me. And now I just look at my jokes, like, totally objectively. I'll just be like, all right, I'm going to do this, 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 this. And I went up on stage, and I had my notes with me, and I was just like, ba-da-da-da-da. I did one joke, it went well. Then I was like, great, that joke works. And then I was like, ba-da-da-da-da, crickets. And I was like, that joke needs work. And then I was like, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that joke still got some fucking gas in it. Now it's like just objective. Like, I don't take it personally. I'm just like, And then I'll go back, and I'll listen to the voice memo, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I stuttered over that word. And I was like, oh, that's too harsh for the audience's ears. I should reorder that. I just look at it completely objectively.
What if you make like a movie and it just bombs? Or a show?
Soul crushing.
Soul crushing?
I've only made one movie and it did well, but it didn't make any money. So it bombed and did well simultaneously.
Do you read like reviews? Like if somebody said like a bad review about Eric Andre's show, are you crushed?
No, what we did for Netflix, we took all the bad reviews and we put it as part of the marketing. So it was like, this movie's disgusting.
Yeah,
New York Times.
Yeah, yeah,
this movie's fucking written by children. New York Post, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes I'll tell my publicist, like, don't send me the bad reviews. I'm not in the
mood. Why would your publicist send you the bad reviews?
Oh, all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time. He'll go, and he has them in order. It'll be like, great, overwhelmingly great, good, medium, mixed, unfavorable, brutal. He'll have them on like
and you go right for the brutal. You used to go right for the brutal.
No, I started protecting myself against that stuff early on. It depends. Like when something first comes out, that's when you're most sensitive. And then with time, you can stomach the bad reviews. But some of the bad reviews are good for you. You want to look at like all the negative feedback and see where there's commonalities and take that as a note. Be like, you know what? We shouldn't do a scene like that again or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not all bad. The best was the New York Times reviewer ripped us a new asshole. That's tough because the Times, you want the Times
for
to
which
be
one?
Good for Bad Trip. Then the New York Times Sunday section came back for like whatever, Lifestyle or whatever, and gave us like the best review ever. So I was like, oh, there's inner New York Times turmoil. And it was like such a victory because it's like the Sunday section, they don't need to report on. It wasn't like a movie reviewer. It was like just like Lifestyle and whatever the fuck. And he gave us a fucking awesome review. And it was such a fucking victory. I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
You want the New York Times art. You want that shit. Yeah, that's the shit you print and frame. You know what I mean?
Of course. My mom actually thinks I'm like, thought I was like nothing until I was like a backup on SNL one time. She's like, you made it. Dude, one time. Oh, actually, I have a good one. One time I'm playing a show and we're on stage and it's in front of like 20,000 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's with a band and they're all playing and I'm controlling all of the music. So like you know how like people play to track?
Right.
And I am controlling the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a real computer that's like plugged in and stuff. And this guy is like playing a guitar. He's so fucked up. And he's like, bee-boo, 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 and he's like, bee-boo, and then he knocks out my plug.
Oh,
and the computer shuts out. And they're like, just like,
no.
Because there's no track.
No.
And then I'm like, fuck. And it's like, we're completely empty. And then I go to plug it back in and we're at like a festival and it literally, when the computer turns on, it was like, and it was like a bomb that turned into like, and then everyone was like, yeah,
like it was like, bing, bing,
yeah,
bong,
it was so, yeah, it was so sick when it happened, but it was like, but yeah, it's like,
what band was that?
303 at the time. Oh. It was at Warped Tour, headline.
Wow.
Like, just like, fucked. We just fucked it all. Like, it's just like, yeah, I'm just like, dude, we're getting like crushed every day. Every day.
Every day is a crush.
Every day is just like a full, like, just meltdown. Just like I'm like melting down and having the time of my life at all times.
Yeah, you got the right attitude.
Like, you know when you look at like in music,
because what do you got to lose? You got to do it. You got to try. It's better to try and fail than never.
I don't know if comedy's like this. Like, but like I can, depending on like a day, like I can like look at myself and just be like, dude, this is the best album like I've ever made. And then like the next day, I can just be like, this is trash. Like, my career's over.
Totally.
Like, and it's just like,
I'll write a joke and I'll be like, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah.
I wrote the best joke in the world. And then I will say it on stage and it will bomb horribly. I'm like, I'm a fucking asshole.
And
I'm
like,
a loser.
Fuck this joke. Fuck this joke.
Did I say I was a genius? I bet I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah, what's your biggest bomb? Have you said it on the pod?
A million times. Yeah, I like bombed opening up for Chris Rock. You know what? There's so many bombs in the beginning.
That's what I'm saying.
That it's like, it's kind of like when you were like, yeah, yeah, I got beat up at a freestyle rap. It's like, yeah, yeah, I got a bottle thrown at me and a knife pulled out. I'm like, yeah, yeah. It's kind of all a blur to me. It's like,
yeah, you're just,
yeah, it's like another day at the office. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just bombing at all times.
Ladies and gentlemen, Benny Blanco.
Bye.
With Eric Andre.
Bombing with Eric Andre is brought to you by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast. Executive produced by Han Sani, Olivia Aguilar. Edited and sound designed by Andy Harris. And our art is by Dylan Vanderberg. If you want to confess to your own bombing moments or give us a shout out, go rate us 5 stars and drop a review on your podcast app of choice. Write about your own stories of bombing at life. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive bonus content with every episode and listen to all my episodes ad-free. Bye-bye!
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.